I'd like tonight to turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Galatians, chapter 6. I'd like to read verse 10. Galatians 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. This verse, of course, speaks of opportunity, which is favorable circumstances for the accomplishing of something specific. Opportunity. Opportunity comes our way by the providence of God. God sends opportunity into our lives, and with these opportunities comes an obligation, a duty, and a responsibility. And I believe as we take advantage of our opportunities, we provide ourselves with more opportunity. So there is a sense in which we create our own opportunity, in addition to God in His providence sending us opportunity. But in this verse, Paul states the rule about doing good unto others. The simple rule is, if you have opportunity, do it. That's the rule. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. So the simple rule is that when we are favored with opportunity to do good unto others, we're to do it. We're obligated to do it. We have a responsibility to do it. The rule is not do good unto others when it's convenient. The rule is, as you have opportunity, do good. It may not be the most convenient time, but the rule, again, is, as you have opportunity, do good. The rule is not when it will best advance your interest or when it will be more noticeable. The rule is, as you have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. The opportunity to do good imposes the obligation to do it. Every time God gives us an opportunity, we are then obligated. We are then obligated to do it, whatever that opportunity is. Whether it's doing good unto others or taking an opportunity to better ourselves, whatever it is, as soon as God gives us the opportunity, we have an obligation. Now, we have a lot of opportunities as God's people. And we have a lot of opportunities being blessed enough to live in this country. We have untold opportunities, which means that we have untold obligations and responsibilities. So the doing good as we have opportunity, we see here in verse 10, is to be unto all. But Paul goes on to say that there is a group of people to which we have a greater responsibility. A group of people to which we have a greater obligation. He says, especially, as we have opportunity, we're to do good unto all. But especially unto them which are of the household of faith, which is Home Baptist Church. It's the local body, the local assembly. And certainly there's a message there for all church members. But in this message tonight, we want to think of this phrase, as we have therefore opportunity, let us. We want to think of that phrase in the light of the conference. In light of the conference that will begin Tuesday. The conference brings or provides opportunity. Provides an opportunity for every member of Home Baptist Church. This will be the 30th Bible conference held here, and I'm thankful that 30 years ago the Lord led Brother Titus to lead the church to host this conference. And I believe the Lord has chosen Home Baptist Church to host this conference. And without a doubt, He's allowed us to do so. And without a doubt, He's enabled us to do so. And without a doubt, He has been willing through the years to use Home Baptist Church to host this conference. And for this, we ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful to the Lord, and we should never take that lightly. But it gives us an opportunity that some others may never have. But with that opportunity is an obligation that others may not ever have. Now, I know Brother Titus well enough to know that when he led this church to host this conference, that he did so for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And that he did so for in the interest of the Lord's churches and in the interest of the truth. And I've been to all the conferences with the exception of one. And the conference has always had that spirit. It's for the honor and glory of God. It is in the interest of the Lord's churches, and it is in the interest of truth. And we must never lose sight of the purpose. Do not lose sight of the purpose of the conference. Number one, it is for the honor and glory of the Lord. That's first and foremost. And we must make sure that we would do nothing that would detract in any way from the honor and glory of the Lord. Now, I don't know if you fully realize the blessing that the conference has been through the years to God's people. But you think about it, almost all who come are faithful members of one of the Lord's churches. Almost all of them. Not all, but the vast majority are faithful members of one of the Lord's churches. And they have come to the conference through the years, and they have been spiritually strengthened. I can remember times coming to this conference and also some others, but specifically this one, when I was as low as I could possibly be and received spiritual strength. I can remember coming at times when I was spiritually drained because of the battles and found strength to go back and to face those battles. So that, and I know that there have been many through the years who have been spiritually strengthened, spiritually replenished, spiritually fed, spiritually encouraged, and spiritually uplifted, and spiritually revived. And that's what we want. It's our desire that God would be glorified, but also that God's people would be strengthened, that God's people would be replenished and spiritually fed and spiritually encouraged. That's what it's all about. And they have come to the conference and have enjoyed fellowship with others of like faith. I remember for years coming to the conference. First of all, I remember the first one. And I didn't know, and this is the honest truth, I did not know that there were that many people who believed the truth. I didn't know that because we were in Chicago and we were the only ones. We had nobody to fellowship with. There were no other churches that we could fellowship with. We were just a very small assembly. And you get to thinking sometimes, we're the only ones. And there are people who think that way because there are others who they don't have anybody to fellowship with. And they come here and they enjoy a time of fellowship. And it's something that you never, ever get over. You never get over it. I said many times it would have been worth it if I would have driven all the way here and just got to shake hands with a couple of people and then had to go home. It would have been worth it. It would have been worth the drive. And I believe that. And I believe there are a lot of people who believe that and who think that way. There have been those who've come to the conference and have developed lasting friendships. That's a blessing. What a blessing. And the conference gives that opportunity. But the conference is a blessing. It's evidenced by the fact that people are willing to take off of work to come. It's not easy for some to get off of work. For some, it's quite an inconvenience. But they're willing to take time off of work to come. They're willing to take the children out of school. And that's not always easy either. That can create some battles along the way as well. There are those who are willing to take their vacation time. And some of them don't have 6 and 7 weeks. Some of them only have a week or two. But they're willing to take that vacation time to come to the conference. I don't make any apologies to my children about we hardly had any vacations because we used that time to go to Bible conferences. I don't regret that. I don't regret that at all. I wish I could have done both. But there are those who take their vacation time. There are those who save so that they can come. It's getting more and more expensive all the time to come. $3.50 a gallon for gas. And there are those who come 1,000 miles, 500 miles. It's very expensive. And there are some who have to save so that they can come. There are those who come, and it's not easy for them to come. But they come anyway. They come because they believe that the blessing far outweighs any inconvenience that they may incur. And all of that is just evidence that God has blessed. And for some, the conference is the highlight of the year. It always was with me. It was the highlight of the year. I have been. That's one. I waited for it. I marked my calendar for it. I was going. Nothing was going to stop me other than being providentially hindered. And for many, it's the highlight of the year. It's something they look forward to. And it's been a blessing to saints of God, and we ought to thank the Lord. We ought to thank the Lord that the Lord has used Home Baptist Church to be a blessing in this way. But The conference provides an opportunity. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us. Now, I realize the conference is a lot of work, and we certainly appreciate those that work so hard, that make it all possible. We also realize the conference is an expense, but more importantly, it's a blessing. And it is an opportunity to serve the Lord in a very special way, to serve the Lord and to be a blessing and to be an encouragement to a very special group of God's people. I believe the most faithful people on this earth will gather here. And that gives us an opportunity. But again, with that opportunity, there is an obligation and there is a responsibility. So every April, this is, for the time being, it can change, but for the time being, every April, this is God's chosen place where a remnant of God's faithful people come from all directions to assemble, to worship, and to exalt the Lord. Every year, a remnant of people who love the Lord come here. A remnant who believe the truth. And a remnant who loves God's people. A remnant who stands for the truth. A remnant who has some biblical convictions. A remnant of people who want to serve the Lord. They come from all directions. And they come here. And that gives us an opportunity. God provides us with an opportunity. They come here, and there are many who are tired. Tired of this old sinful world, engaged in spiritual warfares, engaged in battles, and they're tired, and they long for the Lord's return. And they come and they just want a little refreshment. And I'm not talking about physical food. I'm talking about spiritual refreshment. They come. Because I believe they'd come if we didn't feed them. Maybe not all of them, but most of them. They come for spiritual refreshment. So in about 48 hours, they will gather a group of people who have burdens. And I wish sometimes I could tell you the burdens that some of them have that I know about. But they come and they have burdens. They have trials. They have difficulties, just like you and I. They have battles. They have struggles. You know, not every church gets along like we do here. And they have battles. There's battles to be fought. They have weariness. They have sorrows. They have heartaches. But they've remained faithful. They've remained true. And they come. And that gives us a very special opportunity to be a blessing to them, to be an encouragement to them. They come to hear preaching, to be spiritually uplifted. They come to enjoy fellowship with God's people. They come to get some encouragement. I'm not going to go to a conference that I do not receive encouragement from. I'm not going to go through the expense and the time to go somewhere where I'm going to fight with people and be discouraged. I'm not going to do that. And the Lord has blessed this conference that's never been the case. That's never been the case. There's never been a bad spirit amongst the preachers and amongst people that are here. It's always been a wonderful spirit where people can go away encouraged. Now, I've been to conferences where that wasn't the case, and I don't go back. They come for strengthening, come for reviving, so that they can go on in the work of the Lord. Some come just for a little shelter from the world, just for a little time of shelter, a couple days of shelter from the world, a couple days of refreshment from the world. But they'll all come here, and that means that Home Baptist Church, for those saints of God during this week, is a special place. It's a special place. And that's why they make the journey. But as a member of Home Baptist Church, we have a special opportunity. A special opportunity that not everyone has. Again, almost all who attend will be faithful members of one of the Lord's churches somewhere in the United States. And the blessings that they receive, they carry back to their respective churches. Therefore, we have an opportunity not only to be a blessing to them, but a blessing to the churches of which they are a member. You see, when people are strengthened spiritually, if people this week are strengthened spiritually and they leave here and they go to their churches in that condition, then they strengthen their churches spiritually. So we have not only an opportunity to be a blessing to those that are here, but in being a blessing to them, a blessing to their church as well. When people are encouraged spiritually and return to their churches, those churches are blessed with that encouragement. When people are more established in the faith and they go back to their churches, then that strengthens their churches of which they are members. When people are revived and they return to their churches with more zeal and more passion and more love and more determination, the churches of which they are a member are blessed. So God has given us an opportunity to be a blessing to someone that you would not ordinarily have an opportunity to be a blessing to. We have the opportunity to serve some very special saints of God. And with that opportunity is an opportunity to serve Christ. We have the opportunity to show hospitality to the saints of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 3. Use hospitality one toward another without grudging. The word hospitality has to do with the reception of others. It's how we receive others. It has to do with sharing with others. It has to do with serving and ministering to others. And this week, we have a very special opportunity to do just that. To show hospitality to someone else. And showing hospitality is more than feeding them. It's more than making them comfortable. It's much more than that. It's receiving them. It's, again, ministering to them, serving them. And this conference provides us with the opportunity to do just that, to show kindness and to show love to those who that will be here. And in so doing, we do that to the Lord. So I want to encourage each one. This week, look for opportunity to serve someone. Look for the opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Look for an opportunity to fellowship with someone. The young people, look for an opportunity to meet other young people and to fellowship with them. Look for the opportunity. God is providing us an opportunity. It'll be all around us. All you have to do is open your eyes and you'll see it. Look for an opportunity to be an encouragement. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't take a whole lot to be an encouragement to someone. Especially some who are constantly in the battles. All it takes is just a kind word, and they're encouraged. They're encouraged. All it takes is a little kindness, a little love. So look for an opportunity to help someone. Make yourself available. Make yourself available to serve, to do whatever needs to be done. Make yourself available to help someone, whoever it is that might need help. Go out of your way to let people know that you're glad they're here and to be an encouragement to them. So we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to make a difference in some people's lives. And I can't tell you how many times when I came to this conference that made a difference. It made a difference. It made an impact. And we have that opportunity to do that. We need to be spiritually prepared for the conference because we don't in any way want to be a hindrance. We need to be available to do whatever needs to be done. We need to be praying. Pray for those that will be traveling. Pray for all of those who will be preaching. This year, it was a little more difficult than it has been in the past. Getting together a preaching schedule, there was two that I asked that could not come. One that we had to unask. But I'm confident that the Lord will have who He wants to preach in the order that He wants them to preach. I feel that we have that order now, but I am confident if we don't, God will take care of it. And so you pray. Pray for those that will be preaching. I desire this year that everyone who preach will just lay it out as plain as can be and preach as hard. And just the Lord would be present in a mighty way. And pray that the Lord might save a soul. And pray that the Lord would revive our hearts, draw us closer to the Lord, and that God's people would go from here greatly encouraged. And that would give them some strength to serve the Lord a little longer. To serve the Lord, to be a little more faithful. So you be praying that God will bless in a mighty, mighty way. Pray for all the churches that are represented. And again, pray for all the preachers. There's so many burdens, so many trials, so many difficulties, many who are discouraged. Pray for them. This would be a special week that they would receive reviving and strength. Lord Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse song.